Malapeen, everyone, welcome to the show. This is Some Imperfections. I am Deese.
I am Abby.
I am Sierra.
Thanks for coming around for another episode, gang. We are here to answer all your questions in health, love, life, the mysteries of the world, how deep the ocean actually is, everything. We have all the answers.
We know it
everything.
All.
Everything. You just got to ask. We won't just give that away. You got to ask. And if you ask, we'll provide.
Yeah. Which, thank you guys for all your awesome submissions.
So many.
We got a ton in today.
Really good details.
It. Yeah.
You guys, these are good.
It's, you know, what's been funny is getting, hearing people tell you, us, that they're listening to the show. When people are like, oh, I listened, or I listened to this, you
know.
It makes me feel like a little bit of a celebrity.
Yeah. A little bit. TMZ is going to be at your doorstep any day.
Well, I should tell them to be careful because they might slip.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Watch out. Do you have homeowners insurance?
Now,
sue yourself.
Homeowners, campers insurance? I have that.
Campy owners insurance.
But the ice is clear now. So.
Good. Yeah, Sierra banged up her ribs, man. That is the we were talking about that the other day. Mm-hmm. Abby and I were. I've cracked some ribs before.
Have you?
Yeah, and it's the worst. Ribs are bad.
They are. I don't know what I've done. I mean, I don't know if I'm going to even get it checked, but it feels.
Don't.
Okay. Because I know they can't do anything.
Exactly. Yeah. So. Yeah. Unless it's like cripplingly bad and you need drugs.
No. Or I think you have internal bleeding. Have some hydros.
Yeah. Because they can't really do anything. So they, it's always bad because you just, every time you breathe, you move, you don't realize how much you do with your midsection until you start.
I was just telling Abby today, like, I move, when you walk, my left leg moves, and oh, wait, that's attached to my oblique. How?
Yeah.
What? Wait a second. That doesn't move correctly right now.
Yeah, it's, it gets bad quick. If you really, the worst one, I cracked a couple ribs snowboarding years ago, and it's so odd. It's like the way it's attached to your sternum. It feels like your sternum is collapsing when you breathe in. It's really, really bad. Yeah.
I couldn't imagine.
Yeah. You're you're going. It's a rough, no matter what, though, anything with the ribs. It's just, it's attached to every part of the body somehow.
Mm-hmm. Somehow I feel like they're attached to my hip right now.
Yeah.
Well, there's like a muscle running from your inner ear all the way down to your groin.
Ugh.
Yeah, man. So there's some stuff going on in that body, girl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's healing. It's healing. So anyways, if TMZ comes to my campy, then
just be careful.
Yeah,
I'll make sure there's no ice.
So they might sue you.
They might.
Press is litigious.
No paparazzi, please.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She pushed me down a step. Sue her. Getting all that sip money. but yeah, we're...
Don't get any ideas, listeners.
Yeah. We're taking that money to Mexico.
Should we start this episode over?
Boom, back again. No, but it is nice to hear. How do we get on the hearing the people were talking about the show? That's it, I think.
Yeah.
How we started.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
It is.
Yep.
So thank you guys.
It feels good.
Yeah, love
just
y'all.
The third episode, and it feels great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and all the topics, like Abby said, that we got in today, plus we've got ones from the past we still haven't gotten to. We've got all kinds of stuff. So
yeah,
it's a lot
that queue is adding up, so get your submissions in.
Yeah.
ASAP.
Absolutely. Absolutely. we're gonna get into some juicy stuff, some good fat on this bone that we can gnaw on for a little while here. So looking forward to that, but I think we, quick check in, and Abby, you got your, should we check in with everyone? How's everyone?
Yeah.
Week good.
Yeah.
Everyone good.
Yeah. Week's great. Week is great. Had a super productive day at the shop today. Mm-hmm. Just buttoning up some loose ends. Felt really good.
And starting some new.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Starting some new exciting things as always. So keep your ears,
eyes,
peeled,
nose,
peeled, nose, all of it,
all of it, open.
especially on the IM front, there's lots coming.
So. Where do they go to find that stuff too? Make sure to plug away.
Plug, yeah, shamelessly. You can find us on Instagram at I Am Alliance, our website, www.iamalliance.me, Facebook at I Am. What else we got for them? Downtown Spokane, if you're local, 309 West 2nd Ave.
Yep.
Parking and entrance in the back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Come check us out.
Yeah. Besides your ribs, Sierra, good?
Yeah. Good.
Good week?
Yeah. I got a lot of work done yesterday working from my couch and my phone because I didn't want to get up to hold a heavy laptop. So felt lazy, well, but I got a lot done.
Deese and I were talking about this the other day. You tend to prefer the phone, working from the phone.
I used to until I met you. Now I'm like, where's my laptop?
Yeah. Why? Yeah, that screen's too small, dude.
It is. It drives me nuts now for certain things. But yeah, I can, well, and because of what else I do, it's so much easier from my phone to just like, okay, here you go. Mm-hmm. All the messaging, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. And I need my, I got a laptop. I got to get it from the laptop.
Uh-huh.
Everything built in. I can't do emails, anything from my phone. I just hate doing.
Mm-hmm. And it seems like it just drains your energy faster.
It does to, well, yeah, it definitely does. Mm-hmm. No, you've gotten me hooked on my laptop for
good.
Sure.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Like the other day when I didn't bring it last week, I was just like, what? Mm-hmm. But I didn't really need it, but still feel a little naked without it.
Yeah. I always keep mine around. Mm-hmm. Always. Then I know where it is too. I don't lose it.
Yeah.
It's like my life. Yeah. So as we experienced a few weeks ago and I thought I lost my hard drive.
That was scary.
But I did. We found it and I backed it up.
Yeah.
So I've got my clone.
Back that up.
Now. So in case I do lose it, I still got a backup.
Good.
Yeah,
good.
That felt nice. So, but good.
Yeah. What about you?
Good. Everything's just been, you know, still being unemployed. more stand up dates canceling. So that's great. So just trying to figure out what I can do to keep.
Yeah.
Just new projects.
Yeah.
You know,
food truck, fight club, you got options.
Food truck.
That's true. Yeah. I'm training a crew, an all femme fatale elite fighting force in my basement. If you're interested, find me. You can contact me through Waze and Grindr. And I'm apparently training people to fight now again. in my dungeon.
I want it.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been training Sierra. We've got some other people. I'm gonna just get some killers.
Yeah, heck yeah.
You're gonna have a whole group
see
of
these paws?
There.
That's
yes.
Right. Yeah.
Watch out.
Yep.
Watch out,
world.
And the food truck. I mean, come on, best tacos I have ever had.
Preach that.
Ever had?
Ever.
Wow.
Had.
That's impressive.
I mean, I make a good shrimp taco.
Sure. Shrimp tacos
I ain't gonna
are
lie.
Good.
But yours are great.
Thank you. We're going to do enchiladas tonight after the show. Yeah, we were. Maybe a taco truck. I'd think about it. Like it.
Think
I'd
about
do
it.
It. I'd do it. I mean, I'd do it. I don't know what the. I'm just hoping that within the next 4 to 6 months, our whole system collapses. Then I don't got to deal with that whole tricky health department thing. I can
just flawless
go for it.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Do you think I can play the race card so I can just walk around with a little cart and if they're like, hey, and I'll be like picking on the Mexican again.
Oh,
is
my
that,
gosh.
Yeah.
No. No.
I don't know. If it works, I'll do it.
I'm not above it.
Not above it. Yeah. What would we name the taco truck?
Oh, man. I don't know.
You know what I would name it?
Yeah, what?
Catalina's. Oh. Because that was my grandma.
Oh, really? My heart.
Yeah.
Mi corazón.
Yeah.
I already love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
Let's do
I
it.
I love it.
LLC.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. Easy.
And isn't there... Okay, that just brought me back to, like, my childhood. Is it Catalina dressing?
There is a Catalina. That's a style of dressing.
Yeah.
It's like... It's like...
French. A red French.
Or is it like Russian?
No, it's French, I thought.
Is it French dressing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we had that growing up. Catalina dressing.
Catalina dressing.
Yep. My mom loved it. Oh, my gosh. You got to name it Catalina.
Yeah. I would. She's on my wrist.
Oh.
There already. So, okay. We'll do it. Let's do it. Okay.
Let's do it.
Let's start tonight.
God, think about how much better Spokane would be.
Seriously.
I've been saying it for a long time. I would put my Mexican food against anyone in Spokane.
You should.
Yes.
You absolutely should.
Yeah, definitely any place retail location.
Mm-hmm.
Individuals, there may be some people out there that have some secrets, some heavy hitters.
Yeah.
But
you can take them.
Nope. Still. Yeah, exactly.
And now you got an army of fighters to back you.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. We'll kick down a door, strong arm people into serving our tacos.
They're the best, I tell ya.
You guys are making me hungry.
All right. Well, yeah, been good. So lots going on. I'm sure everyone will hear announcements about projects. We've all been working on a ton of stuff. So you'll hear more coming from all the crew here.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Sipping. What are we sipping? What are you drinking?
I am drinking some lukewarm apple cider that was very warm and yummy and hot, and now it's just like a little above warm. Room temp, which is fine.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't compare to Gabby Girl's homemade apple cider, but it's pretty good.
The best.
Yeah.
And bone broth. Haven't you been on?
Yeah, I've been back on that bone broth game.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're about to make some from scratch here soon.
Mm-hmm.
Get those nutrients.
Yeah.
So good.
Mm-hmm. What you got?
Well, right now I'm drinking water, which I love. But
underrated.
Very,
very underrated.
Very. I need more of it. I used to drink like 120 ounces a day, and I don't know how I can drink that right now. So this is good for me. How I can drink that much, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
But aside from this, Beachbody has this like pre-workout that's an all-natural powder. And I love it, and it's lemon, and I love adding a little bit to my water.
Yummies.
Yeah.
I love that stuff, too. You got me hooked.
Non-stimulant. It's good. I like it a lot.
All right. Sounds good. Is it my turn?
Yeah.
Your turn.
I have been sipping on, what is it called? I got to get the name up exactly. Because it's not what's next.
Oh,
to me here.
It's new.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, is it the coffee one?
Yeah.
The coffee extract?
This, it is a, it's called Nicola Coffee Exotica.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And it's a sparkling water by LaCroix. And it is kind of a coffee cola, which is big in like Europe.
Mm-hmm.
In Spain and England and stuff. Yeah, they put a little bit of like a cola in their coffee.
Huh.
And this is just sparkling water version of it. So mm-hmm. It's just carbonated water and flavors. There's no sugar, no carbs, no calories, none of that stuff. And it is pretty damn good. I think I'm pretty hooked. yeah, I love my carbonated water, but man, that is a good one. I've got this coconut one that I'm drinking as we speak, and that's okay. It kind of, I was drinking it last night, though, kind of like, it has like a weird, it
does
sometimes
taste like coconut?
It kind of does, but like, it kind of has, fake coconut makes me feel like I'm drinking like some malt, malt beverage,
yes.
Like malt liquor. Like some canned malt liquor, like Malibu made some canned malt liquor that I bought.
Because
so
it tastes like perfume or something.
Yeah,
almost.
So, I mean, I'll drink some of it, I'm like it, and then I'm like, I don't. But that cola coffee thing is amazing.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Good. Yeah, I've tried that one, actually.
Have you?
Yeah, I brought it into the shop because our neighbor, who has her business next to us, she gives them to all of her clients. Well, I ended up not wanting it, and I brought it in, and they drank it real fast.
Ooh, nice.
It was gone in like 3 days.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good. They may LaCroix, not an official sponsor of Sip yet, but send us a Brinks truck full of money, and we'll mention you every episode.
Yes.
love you.
Thank you.
Yeah, this was a Soleil family up until a couple days ago, but my Safeway sold out, so LaCroix, I bumped my budget up for my soda water. You better better make it worth my while.
What about bubbly? Do you like bubbly?
I do like bubbly. I like some of their flavors, although I feel like they are not as carbonated as I want them to be.
I see.
They're a little more lightly carbonated. Mm-hmm. Them and AHA.
Yeah.
They've got great flavors.
Uh-huh.
I'm a big blueberry blackberry fan, and they both have a good one in respectively. But they're a little less carbonated than I want them to be.
I prefer lesser. The lesser.
Yeah, I think that's why.
We know. Did you tell Sierra that story?
Oh, geez.
No.
What?
Oh, do you want?
Can.
Yeah, so we were at the hot springs last week, and we were drinking, like we were hanging out in one of the hot springs, and
it was hot.
It's hot. It's
hot. Hot.
It was the indoor one, so it was hot. Mm-hmm. It was like 104 degrees or whatever. Uh-huh. And I brought my a bottle that it's just a plastic bottle I'd filled up with been refilling with water for weeks now, but it was originally like a sparkling water grapefruit flavor. And she's like eyeing it, and finally she grabs it and starts drinking it. And she's like,
"Listen, I did not want to drink it. I did not. I wanted real water." So I saw this thing, and I was like, "It's my only option." I was hot, and I was thirsty.
And you were pleasantly surprised.
No.
Oh.
I was tricked.
And she starts drinking, and she's like,
"This isn't that bad.
This is pretty good. Where'd you live? You should get more of this." I'm like,
"It's tap water."
Like, "Do you mean that water?"
No, here's the thing, because I think it took me two separate instances of drinking it. I drank it the first time, thought to myself, "This isn't bad. This is like pretty light on the carbonation."
Like none.
Yeah, Abby's digging it. And then we go back in the hot springs, get hot again. I'm like, "Okay, I need another drink." Walk back to the water, just water. But I do not know this. All I see is this carbonated bottle. Drink it again. Look at Deese. "Deese, this stuff is pretty good. I really think you should get more." He's looking at me like,
"Sorry.
Are you talking about the water?" Water, and it hits me. Oh my God. I've been tricked. This has just been plain water the whole time. Your mind's strong, guys. Yeah. Your mind is powerful. I saw that label and said, "This is sparkling. I don't care what I'm tasting. Yeah. I know it's carbonated."
"We need more of this."
Yeah, we should get more of this. I'm like, "Well, there's plenty coming out of the tap at home."
Tear off the label and get the taps open and give this girl some bottled water.
"I got you more of that water you like. You're welcome."
I'm pretty sure, I didn't see it that it was flavored either, but I'm pretty sure the label said it was like
grapefruit.
Yeah. Did you say that? Mm-hmm. It wasn't.
I prefer
my water straight up.
Yeah.
No frills.
No
and not
frills.
Super cold.
No. Not lukewarm is primo.
Who,
it is.
I don't know who wants ice cold water.
People do
so
want
many
it.
People.
Tori wants it.
My sister loves ice cold water. And she likes ice. She'll eat ice.
See, I'll eat ice also. I guess I'll eat little chunks of ice. But also, when I'm drinking water, I want to like... It just makes it harder to drink. Mm-hmm. Like, literally, it's harder to drink cold. Even if there's no ice in it. Even if it's just super cold water.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, you can't drink it as fast.
No.
It's not as fulfilling.
Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah. Just regular Luke water.
Yeah.
All right.
Moving on.
Today's episode.
If you guys are still listening, we have some great things to talk about.
We do. We do. Sierra, do you want to read our the topic there?
Yeah.
What was the title of it?
The title, it was submitted today, actually, and it was Sex and Inner Child Work.
Okay.
What a good one.
Yeah.
"How do I honor my inner child when it comes to realizing my intimacy levels are blocked due to trauma? Sometimes I don't feel safe or get nervous, not just about touch, but about the thought of communicating with my partner about what I enjoy or don't. How do you hold these conversations? Are they even conversations to have? I also don't want to scare or make things weird while sharing when it comes to the topic. Mm. A lot.
Yeah.
First, I just want to say absolutely these are conversations to be had.
Yeah.
I don't think it's anything to avoid or suppress.
You just questioning if you should have them means mm-hmm. you absolutely should. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think if you really feel, I think a big thing is if you feel you can't have this conversation or shouldn't have this conversation with your partner, you probably should be questioning if you're with the right partner, mm-hmm. I think is a really, that's where my mind goes. Yeah. I think, you know, if that's sure. the, you know, that open communication in every way is so vital, mm-hmm. you know.
Mm-hmm. And if you're having those complications, you know, really what it is, maybe more in yourself than it is in the other that's holding you back, you know, because they could be super receptive. And so this definitely dives into inner child for
totally.
Sure.
Totally. And I love how they're connected because at first glance, people might not think they are. But right. the like common thread between the two that I see right off the bat is safety mm-hmm. and maybe not ever having a sense of that.
Yeah.
So opening up that conversation can feel scary.
Super scary. Mm-hmm. And yeah, just how you interpret your perception of what intimacy really means and what it is, and you having these feelings of wanting to open up to your partner, but maybe what you grew up seeing or envisioning intimacy as that's holding you back. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's, again, back to inner child. Mm-hmm. So what's that little person of you remembering or thinking about?
Yeah. Or,
that,
yeah.
That brings up that fear. Mm-hmm. You know, it definitely, it touches home for me because my parents were really, really open with their sex life. And mm-hmm. we lived in a very, very, very small home. And it built.
It was a studio apartment.
can we shut a door?
Yeah, I'm trying to sleep here. Yeah. We shared a full-size bed. It was,
and so yeah, I drew this picture in my mind of like this scary piece of intimacy that's like everyone's going to know about this, or should I even talk mm-hmm. about this? Is this what intimacy is supposed to really be? Because it wasn't very intimate. It was like everything and everyone. It was scary for me. It was very convoluted, mm-hmm. you know. And my first relationship proved that, mm-hmm. and I was afraid to answer. Just this, like ask and show up way wrong and differently in that relationship mm-hmm. and wrong in the sense that I wasn't who I was supposed to be, you know, who I should have been.
Also, intimacy is not a one size fits all. It's not an exact thing that you can quantify that's the same for everyone. Mm-hmm. So what intimacy means for you and what you need from your partner, what your partner needs from you, are things you should definitely be open about, because that's how you find out if you are with the right person or if you're doing the things that serve you and your partner. But, you know, just because someone defines intimacy one way or needs something intimately doesn't mean that you're wrong for not wanting that. Mm-hmm. Always.
Yeah, exactly.
You
know?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The validity of what you're wanting for yeah. sure is most important. Mm-hmm. And you'd probably be really surprised what your partner, how they would respond or, you know, react to what it is that you really want to talk about.
Yeah. And I think that's kind of that's going to show whether you are with the right partner too, is if they are receptive and they want to help you with your needs and your intimacy as you should want to with them. Because if you're not jiving there on the same page there, mm-hmm. there's, sure. you know, that's just, you know, you're going to keep forcing something that's not, just doesn't yeah. work necessarily.
Totally. Mm-hmm. And talking about it and opening up that conversation, of course, if you feel safe to do so, and your partner's receptive to that, it's only going to make it better for everybody. The relationship's going to improve overall. And I'm sure you both will be surprised, like, after the initial maybe awkwardness or mm-hmm. What's the word? Resistance?
Totally. And I think in that, I don't know how to really say it, I guess, but maybe in that change, maybe the first time of you having that conversation, mm-hmm. that change is a huge beginning to the healing of what I, you know, to bring it back to the very first thing, like, how do I honor my inner child when it comes to realizing my intimacy levels are blocked due to trauma? Mm-hmm. You can finally heal that part of trauma that is obvious. It's not completely healed yet, mm-hmm. because the concern is more about that than it is really the relationship.
Yeah.
Because your inner child is still hurting.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's a really great point, is that, you know, it is about healing. You kind of need to heal yourself before you can even really be of service to yourself or someone else in a relationship completely.
Right.
You know, I think we can all say we've been there, where you're a lot of problems in a relationship you were in was because you just weren't ready for that for whatever reason, because mm-hmm. of past trauma, because mm-hmm. of some sort of stumbling block, or you just weren't developed enough to know what you wanted or how to deal with that, and or weren't happy in yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And I would suggest, if you're not already, regular therapy, working through those things in yourself to find out what exactly your wants are, what exactly your needs are, what exactly helps you, what does heal your inner child to where you can make sure that everything you're projecting outwardly is putting you on the right path and what's healthy mm-hmm. for you. Because, you know, your damaged inner childs can make it so you make poor decisions and do things that mm-hmm. can put yourself at risk or in situations that aren't where you should be. You can take that mental or physical abuse and things like that because that's just what you think you know or deserve.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And this person doesn't specify it being sexual trauma, but because it's along the lines of intimacy and having that conversation, maybe I shouldn't even say, but I would assume that this might be some kind of sexual trauma that they experienced.
Mm-hmm.
And when you push down your inner child, that little thing in you that nudges at you and tells you that you're not where you should be, you can wind up in those exact situations that,
yeah,
you know, can abuse you.
And that can manifest in so many ways too. I mean, just not only physically abusing yourself. I mean, whether it's, you know, cutting or not eating properly or just not sleeping or depriving mm-hmm. yourself of things mm-hmm. that you need because you just don't have that worth. Mm-hmm. Feel like you have that worth that you deserve. And those things, that those are like the minutiae of things that people don't consider as much, that can really like wear you down and just chip away at you. Cause it's mm-hmm. just, it's just this low grade depression that you can't even really put a finger on mm-hmm. what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And the, and you know, the conversations too, I would say is, they like we said already, these conversations are worth having, definitely. But keep in mind, they can be at whatever pace is comfortable for you too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not I have to tell you all of this in one, like, you know, block off the next 7 hours of your day.
Yeah.
Here, buckle up, here we go. It, you know, do it a little at a time until you're feel comfortable, and then as it goes, it's going to be easier and more comfortable, and there's going to be more trust and more bonding, and it's just going to be
totally. I would say the same exact thing, like honor mm-hmm. your safety, mm-hmm. feel held by yourself first as you go through this, like don't force,
no, give yourself anything. Permission to mm-hmm. lean into that, exactly, just that
mm-hmm.
really lean into those feelings, because trauma can hang on for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it absolutely can. I don't know if I've talked about this on our previous episodes or not, but I've always referred to like our life, our identity, our being as being this jungle. Mm-hmm. And it can be super scary and dark and mm-hmm. just terrifying until you realize it's your own home. And once you feel safe enough there, like once you explore it and like kind of navigate this new world that's always been you, some people will walk into your life mm-hmm. That make you feel safe enough to venture out.
Absolutely.
And it can take a long time to want to do that, mm-hmm. to feel safe to do that. But I feel like those in my life have been like key players in helping mm-hmm. me heal from so many
different traumas.
And the more you leaned into it, I'm sure the more people entered into your life yes, that you were ready like, for to help you with that.
Yeah, opened the floodgates.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd be interested in hearing if the person who submitted this hears this, any follow-up, if you'd like to, feel free to send it in. But I'd be interested in hearing a little more about this relationship, too, to get some more details, because that would help a lot also. Because, you know, a lot of the times people find themselves putting themselves back in, you know, like Sierra said, kind of that same cycle because it's what they know. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you might be feeling like you can't open up because you are in a cycle similar to what you're in and not able to get out of it. So it is really, you really do have to focus on kind of getting your own self happy and settled. Otherwise, you can end up in that trap of just like, oh, bad relationship, and I settle with it because this is what I know and this is what I feel I deserve. And that is like a cycle that can go on for so long if you don't take the steps to really better yourself and make, I don't want to say better yourself, but just heal yourself, I guess. Heal yourself in the thing. Heal your trauma.
Because it can be super sabotaging to your inner child when you continue to live by that story of that trauma.
Right.
Which, I mean, like I was saying, how if it wasn't for the relationship I'm in now, the safety that I felt right away, it was easy for me to step out of the relationship because of the intimacy issues and ideals that I had around just having a partner in general at a young age that got me into a lot of sexual trauma to go into a relationship that felt safe to say, okay, now I can lean into that's not my story anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
Because I can now heal.
Yeah. You get to write it.
So once you change that conversation, that's when the healing begins. Mm-hmm. So there definitely are like these little steps. It's not just all of a sudden you're going to heal this trauma that you're living with because you had this conversation with your partner, but that is one step to it.
Yeah. If you're questioning whether or not, like, is this a healthy relationship? And you're kind of looking at that from a different lens. There are a lot of tools for you to be able to evaluate that if you don't feel you can. Like, if you feel like you're torn back and forth, first, just get in touch with what you as a human value. Yes.
Yeah.
And then you can start to look at the thing, use it as a compass and, like, look at the things that are going on in your life. Evaluate them using those values. And we talk about it in our masterclass, but anything that violates those values, detach yourself from.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
Absolutely. Because then you're not aligning with any part of the path that you really want to be living.
That was carved for you.
Exactly. So, I mean, we can really expand on that big time because this is such a huge, this is a great scenario and stepping point into the broader picture of the person who submitted this, what's going on in the rest of your life, you know, what you are not allowing into your life and, you know, what you're attracting at the same time.
Yeah. I mean, use your intuition too. There's, you know, you're that, you know, get in touch with yourself and use that intuition of, I don't know, maybe I'm reading too much into this, but I always, you know, when I feel like someone's questioning things like this in a relationship, like red flags for me just fire off of like this, and this may not be the case, but it just makes me feel like this may not be the thing that's right for you right now or best for you, because it's obviously you still have some work to do to get where you want to be, and you're might be, like we said, stuck in that cycle of just letting yourself be abused because you don't know how. And it may not even feel like abuse. It, you know, it not, you know, and it doesn't have to be a physical or anything like that. There's just like this low grade mental kind of
like emotional abuse is very real.
Right, right.
And it's really hard.
And some people can't even identify that because they've never experienced
narcissism
or not experienced a life without emotional abuse. Yeah, that's exactly. That feels like home to them, you know, so they don't, or their self-worth is so low, they don't know how to get out of that. Like, they're like, oh, this is, you know.
Yeah.
Just, so I mean, use that intuition and kind of gut feeling and know that like, I guess there's to paraphrase a movie I really love, the Curious Case of Benjamin Buttons. There's a closing, one of the closing scenes when he talks about is like, never be afraid to like pivot. You're never too old to change your ways or change what you want or pursue what you want. Mm-hmm. So you're never stuck. So don't feel like, oh, well, we've been together X amount of time or yeah. I'm at this age. So like, I just don't settle. I mean,
justify. Exactly.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, do and not to, there's you can go too far to the grass is always greener thing, but you want to find what's right for you and what really makes you happy and where you do feel safe enough to have these conversations.
Yeah, totally. And we are all like, don't feel any sense of shame because we're all always going to have more work to do.
Yeah.
But especially in a relationship, it's a matter of whether or not you feel safe enough to do that work in the relationship. Mm-hmm. Right now, it might not feel like it just based on like questioning whether or not you should have those conversations. But you know, the answers are already inside of you. And mm-hmm. if like I always tell people to use their feelings and emotions kind of as like their flags, like kind of as guides. Yeah. Like yeah. if you're feeling angry a lot of the time and you can't really like navigate why mm-hmm. or like just big kind of hard.
Just listen to them.
Yeah. Emotions. Really do listen to them because I'm sure they are coming up manifesting for a reason. Yeah. And that's no way to live full time.
And don't hold those in. Like speak it out mm-hmm. to your, and the whole safety thing in this, once you start to feel safe, it's also when you start to learn to love yourself differently, which also changes how you show up in all of your relationships.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. I think the key for me on this one would be, maybe you're out ahead of things when you need to be more in yourself right now. If this is the right person to be with, they'll understand that you need to do some work on yourself and they'll be patient and mm-hmm. they'll allow you that time. And then when you're ready, you can have those conversations with them and they'll be receptive and work with you. Or maybe it's just time for you. And, when you're ready, it'll be moving forward with someone else,
which is mm-hmm. Equally as beautiful, like both scenarios, but whatever's meant for you won't miss you.
Mm-mm. And that's exactly how you will be honoring your inner child.
Totally. Yeah. Whether that's a conscious decision made by you right now of mm-hmm. noticing maybe you do need to take some time for yourself or the relationship ending outside of your control. Mm-hmm. Whatever's meant to be for you will be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Depending on the level of trauma, which again, we don't really have a ton of background on necessarily, but like, it's difficult to heal when you're juggling other people's emotions. Also, mm-hmm. it kind of, you end up healing in micro moments, which isn't really enough time to truly heal. Cause they don't really, they add up, but they don't add up enough. You really need like long swaths of time to mm-hmm. figure out what you want and how, what's healing you. Those micro moments compounded in between like dealing with other people's emotions and needs cannot be enough time. Right. It just doesn't, you need more than that.
Yeah. Yeah. I can attest.
Yes.
It can take years. It can take years.
Yeah.
It probably will take years.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that there's a lot of beauty in that.
Oh my gosh. Don't rush it. Yeah. Yeah.
Because there's so many great things that are going to happen for you in that time that you're going to take into healing.
Yeah.
That's going to feel like a struggle, but it's going to be it's like the collateral beauty.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful mess.
Yeah.
It not look like it right now or feel like it or even sound like it when you hear this, but I promise you whatever it is that you're wanting and feeling, just reiterating what we've already said, just lean into it and Don't let their emotions be the thing that control what you think the outcome is going to be.
Yeah.
I think people are so afraid of time, and like,
yeah,
the time is daunting moving forward, but looking back, it seems like nothing. Mm-hmm. So like when you, if some, you know, it's like friends of mine are like, oh, I was thinking about going to school, but I don't know, 4 years. I'm like, 4 years. I'm like, what were you doing 4 years ago? Mm-hmm, right. You were doing what you're doing now. I'm like, mm-hmm. In 4 years from now, you won't even remember, like, mm-hmm. It would have gone by in a flash, and then you'll have your degree.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. Something like that. And the same thing here, like, time, don't let the time, think of the time it'll take to heal, how much time you're going to have after that left in your life.
Absolutely.
Quality.
Right. Yes, quality.
Yeah. Higher quality.
Yes.
Exactly. Yeah. Do you want this, like, struggle, low-grade depression to high-grade depression somewhere in between there, uh-huh. like, for whatever, 40 more years? Mm-hmm. Or do you want maybe, I don't know, a couple of years, say, even, to be generous of, mm-hmm. yeah, it's difficult, maybe a little alone at times, but you're working on yourself, you're figuring shit out, and then at the end of that, you're like, oh, these next 37 years are fuck amazing now. Yeah. Like, I am totally equipped. I know what I want. I'm confident. Yeah. I know how to, I've healed, and the rest of your life is infinitely better.
Yeah. That one.
Yep.
I choose that.
And then that's what are all the beautiful, like, manifesting and what we've talked about in all of our masterclasses with ascending and, you know, creating the life that you want. Mm-hmm. You get to now expand on all of those incredible things. That
space for it.
There is, mm-hmm. because right now you're missing out on it because you're not, you have no capacity for it. Mm-hmm. And not that any of that's a bad thing. It's just you don't want to miss out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, take the time for yourself. Yeah. It's worth it. I know it seems daunting in the moment, but man, again, you think of what the time to take will heal compared to the time the rest of your life you'll have after that.
Yeah.
It'll be that much better. It's so worth it.
And this is so surface what we're even answering to this. Uh-huh. So honestly, I mean, we can go so much deeper and help and support in such.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you're not alone either. There's resources here, right here.
Yeah, right here.
So please reach out. We would love to help any way we can.
Did I just read something? Can you remember about what I enjoyed? Let's see. I just want to make sure we covered everything here. Mm-hmm. I instigated mm-hmm. nerves just about to touch about the thought of communicating with her about what I enjoy or don't.
Oh, yeah. Did we not? Was there a little left?
I don't know. I'm just making sure. I was just rereading it to make sure we kind of touched on it. Because there was a couple different things.
Can we touch a little bit more on inner child, honoring your inner child?
Yes. Can we, please?
Yeah.
I want to.
Okay.
Okay. let's do it.
Okay.
We're here to be juicy.
Yeah. If you're like inner child, but like you don't really connect with that term or you don't
understand it
or think that it
exists
or that you have that, you do somewhere.
Oh, yes.
You do.
It speaks to you.
Uh-huh. It does. And all I feel in my experience, all I feel my inner child knows is truth.
Right.
Like if you think about a child, they aren't.
They're innocent.
They're not really exposed to.
And absorbing so much.
Yeah. Everything that we are mm-hmm. today, making us question things, side with things.
Yep.
And honoring that is huge in your happiness. Mm-hmm. Just one tiny facet of your inner child that's so important is your sense of play. Mm-hmm. I feel like, go do some fun things.
Mm-hmm. Well, and this also, just to kind of tie it all together, I think you should totally touch on, because you know so much more about all of our chakras and how it aligns with just our sexual self. Mm-hmm. When we don't play in that mm-hmm. area and when we don't really open up,
yeah,
no pun intended, to that.
Oh my God.
That we really can open up a whole other part of ourselves.
Yeah.
And well, that's a part of our inner child because mm-hmm. of the innocence of that.
Well, and you just think about the womb. That's where you're created.
Yeah.
And that's where your sacral chakra exists, if mm-hmm. you were curious.
Yeah.
But
it's so much more than just your sexuality.
Mm-hmm.
It's creation,
right?
Creativity, expression. It's all of these things are connected. It's not just your sex life. So
yeah.
Honoring and connecting to your inner child, and in ways that aren't necessarily sexual, like your sense of play, mm-hmm. or creative expression, are really safe ways to heal and
very
navigate sexual trauma, mm-hmm. Without kind of diving into mm-hmm. that field.
Mm-hmm. Because again, back to like, it's those changes that bring the healing. So if you're not changing any of that, the healing's going to take a lot longer,
mm-hmm.
and maybe it might not happen because mm-hmm. you know what you're stopping yourself or blocking yourself from doing.
Mm-hmm.
And
it just keeps going back to that safety. Mm-hmm. Like, if you feel safe enough to express yourself creatively, express yourself the way you dress, express who you are,
mm-hmm.
it's going to be a lot easier for you to express yourself intimately mm-hmm. With another person. So practicing those things, I feel like, would be an awesome step for you to healing your inner child, honoring your inner child.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they ask, how do you even hold these conversations, you know, and talking about communicating things, you know, touch and what you want. Like we said earlier, kind of you can start slow.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you are talking about trauma and stuff in there, too, let them know it's going to be heavy, and that you can do it in bites.
Mm-hmm.
You can, you know, if you need a moment, but anyone who's a good partner is going to understand and want to help, whether it's the way you want to be touched or the way you need to heal.
Mm-hmm.
So
absolutely.
Yeah.
If they don't, red flag, baby.
Yeah. Cause then it sounds like they have some inner child healing to do too.
Right. Yep. So, all right. Anything else on that?
I don't know.
I would love for this listener, if you're listening, to reach out more to Sierra DeSarai, mm-hmm. and maybe we could expand on some things.
Yeah, and you can do it anonymously through the mm-hmm. Trello board again. You know, follow up on with the same title you used before, or however, or just from cite episode 3.
Yeah.
And give us anything you want to expand on, or questions about what we said, or kind of answering any questions we may have had that could help us kind of keep pushing a little more.
Any one-on-one time with us.
Totally. Yeah. You know. And you're doing great. Thank you so much for submitting. I guarantee there are a lot of people out here struggling with this, which makes mm-hmm. total sense, because it's not something we're taught.
Yeah.
No.
So.
Yeah.
And a huge, pat on the back. Like, this could be the one step to that change mm-hmm. that you just did. So.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's that, you know, talking about it and getting it out there is big. And if you don't, like I said, if you don't have a therapist, I highly suggest it. Keep in mind, too, that, like, there's not... Don't feel ashamed of this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so many, you know, there's such a stigma behind it. People don't want to talk about it. You know, a lot of trauma has to do with family, whether it's physical, mental, or sexual. So it's difficult to talk about for a lot of reasons. Mm-hmm. People you trust, there's trust issues, or just a weird shame about it. Know that, like, it may not be the same thing you've been through, but everyone's been through something. And everyone under, you know, you don't have to feel like you're alone. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, there's always people who will understand fully, or maybe just can understand your point of view empathetically and want to help. So you don't have to feel ashamed about anything either. Don't let that be a deterrent.
No. Yeah. Yeah. And huge pat on the back. Like, you should feel empowered.
Yeah.
Just opening up this conversation, because Sierra says it all the time, when we heal ourselves, we heal others. And this is healing more than just you, my dear.
It is. I wish we could all see how it all like transcends onto others mm-hmm. and how it affects others. And, you know, maybe even some people writing some of this down and or thinking like, oh my gosh, mm-hmm. I would have asked the same question.
Yeah.
You know, this really is a like a ripple effect.
Yeah, it is. I remember going through something really hard at one point and I'm like sobbing in my room. My aunt, who I'm super tight with, comes in and she's like, she like sees it from a different angle, right? I'm like in it and I'm hurting and I'm sad. And she's zoomed out and she sees this as like such a huge empowering step. And she's like, Abby, I know this is so hard right now. And I know you're hurting and I hate seeing that. And then she looked at me and she's like, but I'm so excited for you. Mm. And I was like, fuck this. Like, I'm not excited for me at all. I'm so sad. But I want to say the same thing because I am excited for you. I feel like this is a beautiful step in the right direction. Even if it feels hard.
It's like cracking something open with a big ray of light coming out of it is what I picture it as. Uh-huh.
Yeah. So.
All right.
Man, that started off feeling so heavy to like say anything and it feels already lighter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I hope for everyone it feels lighter too.
Yeah.
Yep. And if you, again, for a listener, feel free to message in with any updates or anything else on that if you want us to expand or need help. And anyone else who's similar problems, mm-hmm. reach out.
Yeah.
Let's
love
see.
It. Thank you.
Yeah.
Do you want to, is another one of these ones we want to get into? You know, I wanted to ask you guys about the sleep thing my friend was asking me about, but we're coming up on an hour. Okay. You want to do anything else? You want to close with that one and call it, or you want to, what do you think? What are you feeling?
I don't know.
Let's touch on sleep for a second.
Okay. Yeah.
You think?
A few minutes?
Yeah.
Sure, why not?
A friend of mine has been struggling with sleep and they reached out to me asking me of my, take kind of what I do to help because I've always suffered from pretty severe insomnia. Mm-hmm. And they've kind of similar story where they've tried about everything you can imagine. Sleep is about the most, important thing you can do. I mean, there's so much they've said out about how it can affect your physical health, your mental health mm-hmm. and things like that. Mm-hmm. So I think finding, something that helps you sleep. But I wanted to tie that into too, the importance of just overall general health and how much that stuff can really like just overall general health can make a difference in your sleep too.
Consuming
physically, what the for your physical output of mm-hmm. energy,
what you're dealing with mentally.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And kind of how to compartmentalize those things so you can properly navigate all of that.
Mm-hmm. Tackle one at a time, maybe make it a little less daunting.
Yeah. Yeah, because I mean, I don't know for you guys, but like there is nothing worse than being just extremely sleep deprived. I think that might be one of the worst feelings, you know.
It is
because you cannot get out of it when you know that you need to be awake and you're just like, I just am exhausted.
Right. Uh-huh. And like, we've all been there where you like at least.
It's a little maddening.
It is.
Mm-hmm. is. Yeah. And I mean, really, the things they've found, the effects of your, like, on your brain, what it does to you, the lack of sleep. I mean, talk about it. It might be the most unhealthy thing you can do. Like, if a doctor was like, if you were like, I'm going to take, you know, drink half a, you know, take half a bottle of vodka every night, mm-hmm. But I'll sleep for 10 hours, or I'm going to sleep, not drink, but only sleep 2 hours a night, the doctor would be like, which kind of vodka do you want? You know, like,
it's important.
Well, and I work with a lot of people too that, you know, they like kind of celebrate only quote unquote needing 4 hours of sleep. And
dude,
like,
our society celebrates that.
Wait a second.
Yeah.
We wear exhaustion like a,
badge of
honor. Huge badge of honor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it is. It's so sad. Mm-hmm. It's so sad. But there's so much that we could say so many things, but there's one thing that pops up in my mind about what happens in our brain when we're in theta and it's right before you fall asleep, and it's right when you wake up, which is why we always talk about how important it is, like, get up, write some affirmations, meditate, be quiet, stay in that headspace, and really, like, get all those feelings and thoughts out.
Yeah.
Because it's what you're observing in those moments, in that time, that create your day. They also, what you observe in that time, that create your sleep, and can affect what you dream or don't dream, or sleep or don't sleep. So when we don't get in that theta state, we don't have our full on REM. We don't have all of that. So it can really, really be a trifecta, this effect on how we, you know, we get angry really quick. We get frustrated because we are now not set up for the proper melatonin. And then our body doesn't make serotonin. So,
I mean, I know in my sleep deprivation times, like I can feel, it's like a driving a car when the transmission's slipping. Like it's just, things just aren't connecting, and I can feel my EQ slipping. Like the way I deal with things coming in and out is not the same. And it can really, really,
it's a really good metaphor for it.
Yeah. And I mean, we talked about it last week, but yoga and meditation, try to daily, a good exercise plan. You don't have to go work out an hour a day and lift weights or anything. Just, I mean, it doesn't take that much to
go on
really,
a walk.
Yeah. Go on a 20-minute walk, you know, for the day. And, you know, but you kind of have to feed every part of the, like, you can't just give a car gas, not to do another car metaphor, but you also have to change the oil occasionally and put new wiper fluid in and buy new tires. Like you have to do all those things, some of them more often than others. And your body is the same way, you know, you have
to get,
eat the right things, consume the right things mentally. All that stuff makes a huge difference on the overall performance.
Yeah. I even keep thinking about, like, what this person, you know, when you're not sleeping and what it does to your testosterone and just hormones in general, and how differently it affects men and women, but how crucial testosterone is. I mean, that could be a whole other subject, but honestly, when you're not sleeping, your body, your hormones, and for women, it's one thing in their sex drive, and for men, it's another thing, and their endurance when it just comes to day-to-day life.
Yeah. And the sleep and stress are the things that are driving that adrenal system the most. So evaluate kind of like what are the most prominent stressors in your life. Try and reduce those. Meditation helps. Yoga nidra is a form of meditation that is meant for sleep. If that's a resource, there's lots and lots of guided yoga nidra meditations on YouTube for free. Just listen to them before you go to bed. But also, just I would recommend, like, releasing any expectations you have or, like, anxiety about sleep that you can. Because when I can't, like, if I know if I'm, like, struggling to fall asleep or tossing and turning, like, the more anxious I get about it and the more expectations I put on myself, like, oh my gosh, I need to go to bed, like, I have this tomorrow, like, the more likely I'm going to be up and in that stress state. So release those, be grateful for what sleep you do and can get, and no size fits all. Like, if you get 4 or 5 hours of sleep and you feel great, awesome. Nobody's here to tell you that you needed to get eight, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah. And also try naps. If you can get an hour here or there, that's great too. It doesn't have to look a certain way.
And your poor little busy mind, like, get all those things out of it somewhere else. They don't belong to stay in you. So yeah, if it's over and over and over replaying in your head, all the things, get them out.
And, This is something that, like, I try to keep in mind, but, like, Joe Rogan talks about how, if, you know, people are always like, why don't you have an assistant? He's like, dude, just do less shit. If you need an assistant, do less shit. And maybe that's, I mean, and I'm a victim of that too, or not a victim. I do have, have done that, where I'm doing too much stuff and not resting. And it's like,
I love that.
But at a certain point I'm like, I'm doing all this stuff, but how effective am I when I'm sleep deprived and I'm not doing it my best? So if I sleep a little more, do a little less today, like I'll be more effective and efficient when I'm doing it and not be so miserable.
Or cross-productive. Yeah. That's like my biggest pet peeve when it's like, okay, I could do this better if I did it, if I waited for this or did this rather than do it now and then touch on it again later. Like just do it all once later.
Right.
Yeah. Whatever that might be.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
And then Sierra, I want to ask you too, because I know you're a really well-versed in this, but like you're a big proponent of eat for your blood type and kind of health and diet and stuff, that not diet as in be on a diet, but what you're consuming in general. I mean, do you have suggestions for things that are better for people? Like what kind of diet, what kind of like food would you suggest for people that's good to like hearty and like healthy, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, I think it's hard to put it all in general for each person probably listening. Like if I were to tell you to make sure to get a heavy amount of carbs in before half of the day, if you are sleep deprived, this is not for any, this strictly around people who struggle with sleep.
Okay. Yeah.
Try your best not to have carbs late in the day. It has nothing to do with weight. It has nothing to do with fat or anything like that. It causes your blood to work in overdrive, which pumps more oxygen to your brain, which keeps it awake, which is hard for melatonin to build at the right time, because it just causes more all those things. So get your carbs in early in the day. And there are so many different things for each individual blood type, so I can't give like another general thing, but obviously no sugar.
Yeah.
I mean, and by no sugar too, this goes for everyone who eats a lot of fruit. So yeah. So depending on the time of year, stay away from melons before you go to bed, stay away from blueberries before you go to bed. And I'm saying this because I need to remind myself sometimes, because I love blueberries and I can eat them all day long. But if you pay attention to what it is that you're eating, you'll see that there are things that are really affecting you.
Yeah.
I've got some thoughts. I am a huge proponent of intuitive eating and getting in touch with your body. And like your blood type was probably, it's really similar, I feel like, to like an Ayurvedic standpoint.
Yeah.
There's things about your body, like your chemical makeup, that are going to react to things differently. We all know this. If you listen, it's just going to tell you. So,
amen. No matter what your blood type is.
No matter what your blood type is. And if
you know, if it's this bad, you should or shouldn't.
Yeah, if your stress levels are like through the roof, taking on a diet right now is not going to help you.
No.
Listening to your body, however, and like actually listening, and eating the foods that you are craving, whether that's red meat or berries or vegetables, whatever, sugar even, it's going to balance itself out. Especially once you start to reduce the other stressors in your life, you're not going to feel the need or want to binge on X, Y, or Z. It's just amazing how quickly you can get in tune with your body and what it's needing and listening and responding to it accordingly. So that's what I would recommend before adding in like a regimen, a diet regimen.
No, and I think that's why I was trying to be as vague as possible, because Abby said one word in all of that that stood out, and that's balance. Everyone, no matter what your blood type is, no matter what your scenario is, when you listen, you find that balance. And yeah,
it tells you
can eat a potato and blueberries before you go to bed and you can sleep great. So it really is different for each individual. This is just from a scientific standpoint
it just gets tricky when food gets tricky, guys.
It does.
It taps into like a lot of shame. If you do eat too many carbs later in the day, and then you're feeling guilty and ashamed about that because you don't think you're gonna sleep. Like,
yeah. I mean, we can go in circles all day over shame and guilt when it comes around food. And, you know, so many people that just heard everything I just said and they're like, nope, nope, nope. but it's really just a very, very vague, broad, broad perspective.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That if you were to say, I'm going to stay away from that just for this sake, not for the sake of anything else, those are the things that I would say.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, your body does know. I know. Like, I don't eat a ton of carbs or sugar. Mm-hmm. And
because they're really good for you. Carbs and sugar, your body needs.
It does. I don't eat a ton, but every now and then I can tell
he needs a Reese's Big Cup.
I'm like, I can just tell. I'm like, my body is not. Or yeah. Sometimes I'm like, oh God, I really just want a steak, and I'm like, I probably need some protein or iron. And
yeah,
like, I'm
totally.
Probably just like my body.
Yeah, totally. Oh, and speaking of iron, by the way. So much that I learned about being low on it, that and everyone's like, oh my gosh, go eat liver and da da da. It's like, yes, I know all those things, but to find out, like, if you don't have enough oranges, if you do not have enough vitamin C, period, how much it affects your body and iron,
it's crazy.
Yeah. So yeah, sorry.
No, that's a, yeah, no. All
I must go, have all some go. Sympathy pain for you, because I have been craving oranges like no other,
and I do not
love them.
Yeah, no, me neither. And I've been craving fruit before I go to bed, the weirdest things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Listen to your body. Yeah. And I'll, but also, yeah, in addition to that, for sleep in general, I would say, a good routine for life, a balanced, as Abby said, balance in eating, but things you consume mentally, physically, output of energy, but just kind of a routine in life of doing things, just spending a few minutes each day on a couple different things, aspects, for your mind, for your body, inside and out. And I know it's difficult right now with everything going on. Feeling like anything is normal and having a routine can be tough. But
more time to look within.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Now's the time you should. Now's the time, like, we, everything feels so chaotic, but we also all have more time right now.
Yeah.
So, like, now is the time to not let the chaos overtake you, despite, like, the unknowing, and, like, just kind of trusting, going with it, and at least putting your best foot forward, because there's outside factors we can't control. So you may as well do what you work on what you can control, and that's you and your health and stuff that.
I hope you sleep better.
I hope so too. Yeah. I really do,
man. I feel that is the worst. I've been sleeping a lot better, but man, I know when I was not, it is gotten the worst.
There's some really good books also. One, I can't remember the author's name, forgive me, it's just called Rest.
I feel like I can picture
it's
that.
Blue. yeah it's got like a chair on it on the front. I think it's at the shop.
Yes.
And then Own the Day by Aubrey Marcus, he talks a lot about sleep, and he actually talks a lot about like intervals, like getting what you can when you can. No one size fits all. So those are a couple good ones. One
great
more
resources.
Yeah, Emily Fletcher, she's a meditation coach, and she wrote Stress Less, Accomplish More. Another great one on rest. So
I love
there
it.
Yeah,
and just telling yourself that ease is within you.
To find, affirm it.
Yeah.
Yeah, do less shit. If you're so stressed out, do less shit. You're going to live better.
Yep.
It just, none of the shit you're doing is worth the ultimate stress long term you're putting on your life. I guarantee it. So it just.
Because there could be so many factors why you're not sleeping.
I know.
So many factors. Even the little that we touched on food, I almost want to like take it all back and be like, I just want to sit and talk to you.
There's
so many things.
Well, that's the thing, like, I feel like food, our relationship with food manifests from something way deeper than the food itself. So get within, journal it out.
Absolutely.
All right, anything else you want to hit, anything else before we get out of here for the evening, or what are you feeling?
I just want to send mad love to all of our people that submitted topics, that are seeking advice.
We so appreciate you.
So appreciate you.
And don't worry, we have all your topics. We will get to them. We've got a bunch, so we're just trying to get through them as we can. Some take longer to get through than others when we start talking about them.
I know. So. I'm sure we could go another hour on all of this.
We could.
Yeah.
But
definitely. Mad grateful though.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. Anything else? We want to do anything else? Are we?
I think we're good.
Yeah.
You know where to find us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can expand on all of that. We really can. So. DM us for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. If anyone wants any follow-up on anything, feel free to reach out to all of us. Any
Abby
of
has
us.
Her hand raised.
One more thing. Our next masterclass is on inner child work. It's called Nurture. It's on December 21st.
Yep.
So you can enroll into that if that's something that interests you. Yeah.
If you want some more in-depth, we're going to go in-depth.
Mm-hmm.
Probably touch on shadow aside from that because they kind of go hand in hand. Well, they do go hand in hand.
Yeah.
But yeah.
$35 via Zoom.
So much
DM
value.
Us. We'll get you set up. Yeah.
Yeah. Go to iamalliance.me to get more information on all of what they do. And hit up that masterclass.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I think that's it. We're going to get out of here, gang. We appreciate you hanging out. As always, go to some.imperfections on Instagram. You can find the anonymous submissions for topics and questions there on our Instagram. Also, Facebook at some.imperfections. And yeah, check it out. We're on Spotify now, too. If you want to follow us there, give us a like, follow. All that jazz. So,
all right, guys.
Thank you.
Love you.
So much love.
All right. Thanks. And we'll see you next week.